Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
This weekend. If you have something going on you want to share with us, by all means, call up 805-830-8320. It's real light tonight. I'm feeling real light tonight. Got some soul jams going, you know how I do. And like I said, it's a Monday Night Jukebox, so I'm going to quit talking. I'm going to play them smooth jams that I always say I'm going to play. I'm going to actually get through my list today. But the idea was Andy Stone, Brother, with Erykah Badu, followed by Erykah Badu. Right now, I think I'm going to go to the guys and get me some Anthony Hamilton, Darnell Jones, and I'm going to be right back. Stay tuned. On Fantasy Radio, Music Clean Squad. Hope you're enjoying it.
No matter what the people say, I can't let go. I can't let go. No, no. Oh. Why must they try to tear down the house when they know it's made from love and they can never stand in our way? We made a vow to love through it all, we are one. And no one has the right to tear my love down. Sheltered me with your heart. There's no safer place than to be in love, and here I will stand. And there ain't gonna never ever leave you.
No matter what the people say, I'm gonna love you anyway.
No matter
you
what the people
life,
say,
I can't let you go. Even if we puff a pie,
even
try
if we
puff.
I can't. Catch up. But boy, when that heat hits,
I'm going to be singing a whole new tune.
Yeah, well, we got heat.
Y'all got heat already?
We got heat.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Yeah. I can't do that, nigga Wood. I'm not about that loud.
It's like, okay. We were proud of the winner, and now the heat is here.
Is that my phone? Buzzing?
I hit buzz.
That's part of me. Okay. Anyway, folks, having technical issues over here, as always. Can't find my good headset. But anyway. So, let me see. Anything happened with you this weekend? Any fun your way? Did you have a birthday party yet?
No, I haven't, because the wedding became, we're into the final stages of the wedding. Her dad didn't send the money, so therefore my party money went for the wedding. But once the wedding is over, I'm going to do me something. I just want her to have a nice wedding, so it's okay. You know, so she wants to. His thing was, I'm going to see what I can do. I say, just say you can't do anything.
Right.
So go, I'm going to see what I can do. The wedding is June the 14th. That's less than, it's a few weeks away, and you're sitting here talking about, I'm going to see what I can do. What's she supposed to do? Tell everybody, hold up, he's going to see. Don't do anything.
And who is this, a groom?
No, that's my husband, ex-husband, her dad.
Oh, the baby dad.
She told him he was going to help her with the wedding, and she was looking forward to that, and it didn't come out like that.
Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna follow through.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it's okay, but he said.
Ain't that how I always thought out? I don't know, I got no kids. I thought about that, too. You know, go to the doctor, like, you got to take a pregnancy test. And you know you done did something a little fishy. And you be like, right now? Palm be sweating. Like, they start worrying. Pressure. Just flashback, thinking about it. I'm going to adopt another cat before I have a baby. Right, Matt?
Another cat?
Yeah, I'm going to adopt another cat when we have a baby. Somebody's in there. Oh, my goodness. A lot going on, and nothing going on at the same time. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I love the news, you know. I was thinking about talking about some celebrity stuff, but since I talked about it last week, I'm just not in the mood. Like, that celebrity life is not for me. I can't understand. I can't understand it. Like, you get everything that you wanted, and you still fuck it up. How are you making millions of dollars doing everything that you claim you love and still end up in jail? What kind of message is that sending to our kids? Like, you can live your passion, you know, follow your dreams, work hard, you get here, and then you do something stupid and still end up in jail. It's just crazy.
That is crazy.
And how come they get millions of dollars and we got teachers and people that only get $50,000 a year? How is that even possible? I'm not about that celebrity life.
Hey, celebrity life is a lot of financial trouble to me. It's good money and everything, but then you look at it, so many, there's no privacy. and every little thing get blowed out the box.
But you knew this when you were getting into it. This is what you stood outside the R&R office, you know what I mean, for hours and years, and you dedicated your time to this, your passion to this, but you knew what it was. This is nothing new. You knew that there was no privacy. I mean, with all these different reality shows out there now and you know, the internet, and you already knew this. But yet this is something you crave and something that you fought for with a passion to be involved in. But
right.
Now you complain that you have no privacy? That, you know what I mean? Like, that's ridiculous. You got off underground before you made it major. You stayed out of trouble underground. You was always busy. Now that you made it major, you know, you still end up in jail. Like, that's just, it's crazy.
Instead of thinking about what you're doing.
Right. Listen to everybody. It's like, oh, no. And they get this sense of entitlement. You know, because they're Beyonce or they're Jay-Z or whoever, you know, just an example, first thing that popped in my head. They get this sense of entitlement that nothing applies. I don't know who told them. I don't know where they got this notion that the rules don't apply to them.
But it does.
So I think that's media fault.
Yeah.
Like, y'all created this just to shut it down? Like, and y'all mad that these people feel a certain way? Or they act a certain way? You knew they were unstable from the get-go. But
does money make it okay?
Before you, when you apply for a job nowadays, you got to go through this two-hour process of answering all these questions, which at the end determines if you are a good candidate for that position. Now, you have this. Why they don't have that for entertainment and performance? Why they don't have that? Before you give this person this million-dollar advance check or whatever, you need to put them through a psyche and let you know if they're in trouble or not. If you can determine this from the average Joe to work at Kmart, I go fill out an application, I got to do 6-5 million things before I can even get past the application process for you to send me an email to say at this time it looked like from your assessment that you don't qualify for this position. What?
Right, right. Then that's true.
But yet they can't determine if this man is bipolar or not before the fact he's out here making an ass for himself.
What?
Why do you do that?
Well, it wasn't necessary.
But it wasn't necessary for the guy who wanted to be a cashier at Target either. But, yeah, we went through this 100 questions in 30 minutes.
Yeah, what would you do if such and such, if one of your coworkers was stealing, would you come to the front desk and let us know? You know? And how do you handle this? And, yeah, they ask you
all these questions. And they can literally, in 2.5 seconds, if you get a certain amount of them right, then, you know, you go on to the next level. If you don't, then you get an email saying that you don't qualify.
Right.
And yet we're giving millions and millions and millions of dollars and all these billion-dollar contracts to these people that are literally mentally disturbed. Why do you do that?
In America, we're the land of the free.
This is your own wing.
We're the land
only
of the free, the home of the brave.
The home of the insane. That's why we're a laughing stock of the world. I really do think we're a laughing stock of the world. Somebody have a comment. They done pressed the button. They got time to be talking. Hey, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Brick. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Brick. Hi, welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you doing? Good.
I'm still half horse.
I hear.
Yeah. Doctor said I need to take it easy. On my voice. but I had to call in.
Okay.
I really didn't get the gist of what y'all was talking about, because I was, you know, in and out. But you were talking about something with the job market.
Well, I was saying, you know, when you apply for a job now, most of it is electronic. You got to go on the internet, and they have this assessment, this assessment test you take after you done filled out all your information, the actual application. You got to take this assessment test, and you got to answer a certain amount of number of questions in a certain amount of time to determine if you qualify for the position that you're applying for. And then you receive an email if you got an interview or if you don't qualify. But yet we have our celebrities out here, performers, entertainers, who get offered million-dollar deals, contracts, and just money thrown at them, and come to find out they not mentally prepared for this position that they
Well, all of that, when you think about it, when you think about it at the end of the day, the people, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. These celebrities out here, like, okay, whether it be, okay, let me get a troublemaker. Get me a troublemaker. Should be easy to find one.
Chris Brown.
Clearly this man has mental issues, okay? He has a problem with his anger. But yet Chris Brown sells out stadiums. Why? Because that's the demand of the stupid public. This is what we demand. But let me tell you this. Chris Brown will never play at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm going is this. You get what you pay for, okay? We have our standards that low that's what we attract. That's what we want, okay? That's what the demand is for. Garbage in, garbage out. If you request garbage, that's what you're going to get, okay? But a lot of these places out here, whether it be Chris Brown, Lady Gaga, any of these other celebrities out here, for some reason, these people get a pass because they have some kind of talent where they can sing or whatever, whatever. That's the, I don't know. I don't know why it's shaped up that way. I think it's sad. I think that it doesn't say much. Oh, I can't say much on the celebrity end as to why these people get top billing. But what I can say on our end, when they put us through a gauntlet, answer these questions, blah, 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 and if they don't like the answers, you're not getting an email to come in for the interview. Okay, come on, that speaks for itself. A lot of these places, remember back in the days, you could just go into a place, excuse me, are you hiring? Yes, fill this out. You can't do that no more. First of all, because people are crazy. People are crazy. Okay? Now put yourself in the position of being a receptionist. Okay? If somebody come in, some black dude come walking in with slow bop, talk about something. Yeah, he saw the application, blah, 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 blah. He fills it out, gives it back to you, and then he sees you look and you say, damn, he can't even spell street, the word street right.
Right.
He can't spell. Clearly he's illiterate. He's using the wrong words for the wrong meaning. And you say to yourself, oh, no. I'm not even going in there handing this to my boss. So you tell him, okay, well, we'll get back to you, whatever, whatever. He said, what if he act a fool up in there? Nah, nah. My cousin came here last week, and y'all saw him. Why y'all ain't gonna see me? Blah, 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 blah. Be up in there screaming, acting stupid. You as the receptionist, you don't want to put up with that shit. So what do? You create a fill us out online, and then we'll call you in. Do you realize that you you can't even apply at McDonald's anymore. You got to fill out an application online to work at McDonald's. And if they feel your application isn't strong enough, they don't call you in. That's at McDonald's.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's with a lot of other ones now.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. It doesn't help the job population, none. But I agree with you. I think it's stupid that these celebrities get paid all this money, okay, just to act a fool when you got honest people who just want to work, just want to take care of their families. They got to go through a gauntlet just to get an interview. I agree with you. I think it's stupid.
I think so, too. I was helping a friend apply to a job, and we literally sat here about 3 hours on Kmart alone. I'm like, that's how it is?
That's crazy.
That is straight crazy.
But what I really wanted to ask you guys about was that whole, I don't know if you discussed it. I missed a couple of shows. But if you discussed the whole Donald Sterling situation where we'll deal with the whole the Clippers, that whole nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, we didn't really touch on it.
I want to touch up on his apology. Did you happen to see his apology?
No, I got turned off once I seen part of that that Andy Cooper interview he was doing coming after Magic Johnson. So I'm not really following him right now.
Yeah, he said something. The comments about Magic Johnson is what I want to touch up on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got into a big argument this week with somebody about some comments I made once again on my Facebook page, which I'm free to make whenever I want.
Right.
About the comments he made, where he stated that he doesn't think that Magic Johnson does enough for the black community. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that. What do you think about that, Crush, Lady C? Do you think Magic Johnson, with all his celebrity, does enough for the black community? Well, basically, could he do more?
Me, personally?
Personally,
I think Magic Johnson is a great role model, so I may be biased to the situation, but I do think he does enough for the community. I mean, anybody can do more, you know, but I'm not expecting this man to bend over backwards for the community, but he is a strong leader in the community. He has done stuff for this community. He's put his little movie theaters out there to create jobs. He's a show that there's a better way, you know, mentoring and stuff like that. So I do think that he has put his 2 cents into the community.
Lady C?
What you think, Lady C?
I think he has put it into the community. I'm like she says, I guess since he's not right there saying nationwide this, and putting everything he do out there for the public to see. And, you know, you can only do so much. You're going to waste money spending advertising to let the public see what you're doing. And that money can go toward what you're doing. So I think he does for the community, but he just doesn't jump up and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. And, you know.
Okay.
Well,
I wish somebody would.
Right.
I wish somebody would let me know what he do.
I also hear that he has a stake in Starbucks as well. All of Starbucks.
Oh Lord!
So I mean, and before you comment on it, do a little research on it. You know what I mean?
That's
what
I said. I want somebody to tell me.
Huh?
I want someone to just give me a couple of examples. That's why I was like, okay. What has he done? I mean, don't know what he's
talking about. Right, he's the one who actually started Harlem. He started the reconstruction of Harlem with what is now, when he started bringing business back to Harlem.
Okay.
Off the gate. He's the first one to start that, when he started bringing up his little Magic Johnson movie theaters and all. And this was before he bought the Dodgers and any stake in the sports and stuff like that. I mean, you know, he was the one starting to bring that recognition and I guess, well, the word I'm looking for, progress to Harlem. Now everybody wants to see Harlem. I mean, just because it's not in your face, you know what I mean, doesn't mean that it's not being done. You get what I'm saying? Just because they don't ever highlight the good news, you got to go out there and look for the good news. So we need to remember that as well.
I understand what you're saying. But my thing is this. I really need to speak to the people that I know that live in Harlem. They have a different take on the whole situation. That's why I wish, you know, shout out to Priest Forever. I wish we could get him on the phone and I could ask him a couple of questions. Because the last thing I heard about the whole, yeah, he did. I'll give you that. He did help all of them get back on their feet. Because nobody, especially 125th and,
right.
You know, what's that, 125th and Lex, or what is that? Is that Lex? I don't know. He did help that get up. I'll give you that. He did help that come about. But from what I'm hearing now, you know, Harlem needs help. Okay?
The whole United States needs help. One man is not going to solve the problem.
One man is not going to solve the problem.
If that's the case, then they need to build together or band together and help that man out. It's not just him. What about opening small businesses? Yeah, he put a stake in there. He made y'all aware. Listen, this is 125th. But, yeah, what was he supposed to do? Come on now, really?
What I'm saying, listen.
He is not trapped in Sabrehood.
I'm not putting the world, the matter in the state of the black world, in Magic Johnson's hands. By no means am I doing that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to see and gather information as to what exactly has he done. And every time I ask somebody, okay, would you tell me what he's done? He put movie theaters. That's all I hear. So I'm like, okay,
you know what? That should be enough. He's my Captain Sabrehood. He wasn't, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, he's making money from it. He's a black man. It's a black community. That should be enough. What else would you expect
How
to hear
should that be
about
enough?
Magic Johnson in the community? What
How
else
about
could
the
he
community
have done?
Center?
What else could he? What else did you ask from somebody to do? Like I put my foot forward,
listen,
and it's like you're not being appreciative of what's
going
on.
No, it's not that I'm not being
there.
Appreciative. What I'm saying is, what if he put there that we're just not going to cost us? That's going to be a benefit to the youth. That's what I'm talking about when I say give back to the community. That's the case. I can build a store and say I'm giving back to the community. You know, Bob, I'm going to build a store and give back to the community. But I'm also taking profit in at the same time. I'm talking about, what about a community?
But that is giving back to the community. What, because he didn't build a rec center?
What's wrong with
you
that?
You gotta pay those people. If you want a rec center, nobody's volunteering their time in the hood. So, why did Magic Johnson gotta do that? First of all, what has Jay-Z done lately? What has Beyonce done lately? What has any of these
like
Oprah done lately? I mean, it's
like
not just
said,
Magic Johnson. What has any of our black entertainers or performers done lately?
I'm not putting the world, the whole state of black affairs, in only Magic Johnson's hands.
Okay, we're talking about Magic Johnson because of Donald Sterling, of what Donald Sterling said. So you agree with Donald Sterling saying?
What I said, okay, the point, matter of fact, I didn't even get to what Donald Sterling said. What Donald Sterling said, and it wasn't only at Magic Johnson, it was at the black community. And what he said, there was a grain of truth in it. He said when Jews become rich and they get some money, they help other Jews. We know this. We see this. He said they set up foundations. They set up organizations. And they say, if you need, come. We'll give you this. And when you get on your feet, you pay it forward. That's what Jews do. This is what he said. He said, but the black community,
hello?
They don't do that in the black community.
Sir?
This is what he said.
Can I just come on? Hello?
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 Hello? Lady C?
Crush? You must don't hear us.
Why Crush don't hear us?
I don't know. Crush? She don't hear us.
You didn't remember.
Okay, there's that enough.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I hear
you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Damn fucking PTR always knocking me off. Sorry about that. Excuse me. I'm always getting knocked off of this thing. Sorry about that.
Okay. But that's all I was saying. It's a grain of truth to that. And I think that we need, as a black community, start building. Okay, try helping each other more. And I was like, okay, when I said that, oh, well, everything that Donald Sutherland said, it was kind of, you know, but when he said that, I found that to be true. All of a sudden, I'm this big racist. Oh, my God, you're a racist. You agree with him. You this, that, and the other thing. Because I said I agree with something he said.
That makes
no sense.
It's a fact.
That's all. You're just telling the truth about what he said. But then, I got to be a racist? Because I agree with one thing he said? I'm like, no. And if that's the case, every single one of us is just a little bit racist.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm not.
I don't deny that.
I don't deny that.
Right.
And you do feel some type of way about, you know, your community, or you do feel some type of way about another race, or, you know, have a little prejudice in you. And that's just the way you was brought up, or that was just the area you was, or you wasn't around a certain type of person. You know, and that's what anybody and what we don't understand. As far as the whole Jew and the whole black community comparison and stuff like that. First of all,
I don't know.
I feel there's a whole mixing element to that whole statement. I do agree, though. They do keep it within their ranks, but that's all they keep it in, is within their ranks.
I know, you got to be closer, we're more accepted of the outside or other races before they are accepted of us.
Not everybody with their hands drooping down. Not everybody have gold teeth or ditty box or talk with anybody. But yeah, we all get treated that way.
That one homeboy that's standing in the corner representing all the homeboys of America?
Come on, really?
Of that race?
And we all get it. Guys coming in dressed in a suit and be dark as night. You're going to clench your purse a little tighter. A lady coming in dressed to the teeth, but yet you're going to look and you're going to get followed through that store. So, I mean, you got that stigma on you. And I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know.
The thing with the Jews, they help each other, but you got to be close within their ranks. Right. You're not just going to show up and be helped. You got to be within their ranks, and somebody's got to vouch for you. And they help each other, but
and
you got
to
have
against their own
race.
They're prejudiced against their own race as well.
I mean, you're an outside looking in, you don't know how that system works, but I just say you need a little bit more unity than Uber, and you try to work with the black business owner, or try to support the black business owner, but because he got this mentality that black folks don't do this, or he got the same way. He's prejudiced against people who come into his store. You know, he's following them around. He's treating you the same way you would go into a Caucasian store, Arab store. You get the same treatment because at the end of the day, money only got one color, and that's green.
True.
That sounds good. In a perfect world, yes.
But I mean,
that's not what we work to with. So how do we, as a community, as an individual, what's the solution to that?
We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but do we have any solutions,
any suggestions to get beyond that? Just take it a
that
step
solution
forward,
is way far, far away. Why? Because we don't trust each other. We don't trust each other. That's one of the main reasons why we can't move ahead nowhere. We don't trust each other.
Should we? You give me treatment, it's the black man that did me dirty. It's the black woman that did me dirty. It's not the Caucasian woman. It's not the white woman. It's not the Asian woman. No, it's my own community that's doing me dirty. So I do have some animosity towards them because I have been done dirt
by my own kind.
So I don't trust you. I'm sorry.
But see, it goes even closer than that. When you think about it, it's even closer.
Because if I give
my brother $200 and say, brother, hold this $200 for me, okay? I'm going to constantly wonder, does he still have my $200?
Mm-hmm.
So then he spit it. Now, next time I see him, he walking around with some new sneakers on. And I'll be like, I know he spent my money, but I don't want to ask about my $200 either. So every time I see him, he's spending money somewhere. And eventually, it's going to eat at me to the point where I'll be like, give my $200. Or the first time we have an argument, give my $200. First time. And if he don't produce it, then I'm like, all right, you done stole my money. You done took my money. No, I didn't. Give my money right now. Where is it? Right now. Pull it out. Right now. And even if he says, I'm going to go get it right now and bring it back to you. How long is it going to take you? An hour. If it take him over an hour to get back, I got another story cooked in my head. Yeah, nigga, you didn't have my money. You went and borrowed it from someone else, and now you bringing this here, but this ain't my money, blah, 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 blah. I can't trust you, X, Y, and Z. We don't trust each other. So if I can't sit up here and get my own brother $200 and trust that he won't spend it, you ain't going to give somebody that you don't even know who says I'm an investor and this and that. You really ain't giving him nothing. You know, I see this thing going around on the internet. You probably seen it, Crush. You probably seen it, Lady C. It's got these pictures people putting on Instagram, flashing all this cash, saying, you can do it too. Email me and I'll tell you how. Showing pictures of checks made out to them for $1,000. Oh, you can do it too. It's easy. Email me. Have you ever bothered to check one of those things out, Crush? First of all, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen those things?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them around the internet, Instagram, Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. And I'm like, one day,
I'm going to have enough guts to say, what is this? I'm so terrified that I'm going to walk up on a Ponzi scheme. I don't mess with it. I don't know what that is. So have you ever bothered to ask them, what is that? Are they selling something?
Well, what it is is a system
that helps you.
Actually, it's a system. It's like a referral system, basically.
It'll give you a list of websites to advertise for free, and you're supposed to promote them, send them to email blasts, stuff like that.
But if you don't have no sense of online marketing
or any type of way to give you all this information that they give you, you don't know how to form that into a business,
then it doesn't work for you.
That's all that is. Telemarketing stuff.
So basically all you're doing is spamming people's emails.
Yep. That's all it is. And they get a percentage every time you sign up, they'll get a percentage. They get part of the commission and stuff.
Well, these commissions must be hellified, because all I see is cash, these big fat checks, and I'm thinking, what kind of illegal nonsense is going on here? It seems illegal to me. But I don't know. It is what it is. But I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm seeing it everywhere, and I'm wondering, is this too good to be true? I don't know. But I think that, you know, it's sad, but we don't trust each other. So we're not ever going to have that whole, you know, I don't know what you call it. We're not going to have it no time soon.
We're going to have the next level, the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honestly, it starts at home.
Yep, it does. You learn everything from your household.
You sure do. The closest people that you love, the boyfriend, girlfriend, your mother, your father, your sister, and it sometimes takes somebody from the outside, and unfortunately not everybody is like that, and unfortunately not everybody's coming across that type of person.
Right, remember, you want to be the best. Picture, see my Mona Lisa, living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Benji backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fly carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm balling at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you got me everything. Yeah, you show me how to sing, you're the only one to play. Yes, you lost the game, you tell me how to play.
Stop. cheat on you with a basketball player. Hope that she Kim Kardashian the way up. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. Got you on Viagra in order for you to stay up. I may sound bitter, I'm a little bitter, just a little bitter, because you were with her. I'm Salt Lake City, now I'm up on another picture. Remember how it was when I was with you, baby, sex so good.
For Garmin Sexy, too mature for Pretty Boy Swag, then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip-hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Cool.
Well, hi, how's it?
As a new season,
spring brings you the trees thus far.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Marriott?
Yeah. Black, big, and beautiful.
He's a big black woman, John. I see you trying to get on the social networks every now and then.
Yeah, I don't hang out with white people. Well, even though my mother was white, you know, I do got to give my mom credit. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. So, thanks, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good. You got a bad connection, man. You sound like you're out in hyperspace or something. Yeah, it sounds like kind of Chinese or something, you know.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yeah, sounds better.
I guess you want my headphones.
Sounds
like
that. All right. Anyway, folks, it's the Monday Night Jukebox. Tomorrow night is the Honey Sweet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I don't know what I have planned for tomorrow night.
I don't have no ideas.
Maybe Brooke can email me some ideas to talk about tomorrow night.
What, some emails? What? Ideas for tomorrow? Or music?
Yeah, we need some topics.
I have plenty of topics.
I have plenty of those. That was a nice conversation last week. You missed it.
What I miss?
We're talking about man problems, the independent woman versus the survival woman.
Survival.
Like, you misconstrue. I'm not living lovely. I'm struggling just like you. I'm just not showing you that I'm struggling just like you. Just because I'm down and up don't mean I have to look like it.
Exactly.
Ain't everybody business what my pockets got or don't got. So I'm going to play my position.
Can we talk about, today, that Michael Jackson, the thing that came on. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. No. Don't talk about it.
Do your homework.
I didn't see it. I got to go check YouTube real quick. I forgot the awards was even coming on, first of all. They didn't advertise it, or I just didn't watch TV like I used to. I forgot that was coming on. I didn't watch it either.
The one show I don't watch, there's something to see.
I want to see the performance. I had to catch it on YouTube.
I did want to see that performance, though.
Shout out to MJ. I want to hear the new single. I want to top the album.
Nah, I want to top the album.
I feel like I'm missing out.
Listen to it on YouTube.
You had your time with Michael. By the time I was able to comprehend what he was speaking on, I was an adult. He only came out with that Invincible album, you know. And I love that album. I really do. I love that album.
I know.
Michael was a deep man.
You liked him as a kid because he was an entertainer, first and foremost.
But as you get older, you start understanding the social aspect of his music. You know, you start understanding and comprehending what the words mean. You know what I mean? The beat is nice and all that other stuff. And now I'm starting to put in context of my daily life and what I see versus what he's singing about. You know, so I have a very deep appreciation for Michael Jackson, the music genius. May he rest in peace. I do. I feel that way.
Wow.
A lot of artists like that. It came up to me like that. And I guess I was going through a real tough time, too. And that Invincible album was a shh. That was my theme album. That was my theme album when it dropped. Yeah. Crazy, huh? You know, they said, no, not about that right there. I hate that. You don't know about that music right there. You don't either, nigga. Just hate that.
Okay.
So we're gonna be back here tomorrow night, and we're gonna talk about some MJ. So you know my playlist is gonna be all MJ. So I need to go ahead and prepare yourself, because I'm about to go get the best of MJ and play every single I can think of tomorrow night. 2 hours of MJ. You can tune in. Oh, you can check the archives. So we got a mobile app, am44fantasyradio.com, and download our mobile app because it is cute. You know what? I think I'm going to upgrade and add some more features to the mobile app. So I need y'all to download so y'all can appreciate what I'm trying to bring to the black community.
You know what? At least you're contributing. Is it free?
Yes.
Then you are contributing to the black community.
All right. Don't mean I'm contributing to the black community. My free.
Because it's free.
It ain't free to me.
Shit.
Ain't nothing about Soul Fairy Radio free.
That's why they say it's giving back.
Mm-hmm.
You give it back to the
community. Damn it.
When I'm going to see something back. I mean, my numbers
will go up.
Show y'all. Share my
social, link.
Like us
on Facebook.
Follow us
on Twitter.
I know y'all
appreciate it.
Anyway,
shout out to the VGA. Yeah, I have a monitor. Y'all know what that is. That cord does up to your monitor. I got the computer, television.
I got
my wireless headphones on.
So that's how
I'm working the show right now. My 4-inch
popper
right now. Got the VGA up there. I got the cell phone for the mic. Because obviously the headphones was acting up.
So I'm chilling.
I got the wireless keyboard on the bed. I'm laying back. But it's all because it was supposed to be
our show.
But
I want to thank Brick, John,
everybody that tunes in, supports us with our archives, all that good stuff. With Long Prince and Russ. Shout out to Formal Way. Hope you do it better. Shout out to Charisma. Big shout out to Chris.
He's here.
Right now.
Hi,
Chris.
Hi,
buddy.
Al. Hey, I think that's it. You got anybody you want to shout out?
Rick.
Yeah.
Did you pull a coffee for me?
Not right here. I didn't do that a long time.
Everybody knows. Wow.
Full effect.
Okay, you got any shout out?
I ain't got no shout out to nobody.
Aww.
I ain't showing up to nobody.
I got a shout out.
Anybody got a recipe for sangria?
I don't even know who he is. That's a drink.
No, I want a recipe for sangria. Hit me on the inbox, Facebook.
Sangria.
Is that a drink?
Yeah.
Oh.
With fruit and stuff in it.
Right.
I need a recipe.
Shout out to the new season.
I've been wanting to come out.
Yeah, shout out to Crush taking them Instagrams and Applebee's.
I know, right?
Margaritas.
I want
to
get this photo set done. I keep saying I'm
going to
get
it done. I'm going to get it done. Oh, yeah, I thought that was a
mudslide
you had, right?
Mm-hmm. And it had the rum in it.
Yeah,
we went to the comedy fight after that.
I drunk the beer with the sleep.
I ain't about that party life.
But every time I come up, we're trying to go out and
ain't no damn body cooking.
I know. My grill is set up.
It don't exist.
They go to dinner. They don't cook.
No, not that no more.
There's
gonna
be
a lot of barbecues out there.
No damn barbecues. Hey, mommy, what you do this weekend?
Ah.
Grandkids coming over.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. In the car.
My oldest one, she comes over on a regular basis. She's 15. She comes over.
There you go.
And the funniest thing is she's like me. The TV doesn't have to be on. She'll be on her phone and her tablet and stuff, and I'm on the computer. And I say, you're not watching TV? She says, oh, no, there's nothing on. Oh, we'll put a movie in and we'll watch that. That's it. The other weekend, the three oldest granddaughters came over. I made us some margaritas.
Nice.
Coke.
We got some drinks.
It was strawberries, a little wine, and Kool-Aid.
I know, right?
I'm back on this crystal light diet.
Got corn, grapes. I have not gotten into the salsa water yet. But I also have the strawberry green tea,
which is good,
and
the berry sangria that you were talking about. I got those two. The liquid pride.
Crystal light.
I also got some
liquid.
I'm about to get up on my jugs.
I put them in a freezer, and I ate some cookies.
When you're single, you don't think about those things. You have no one to take you out and say, we're gonna do something. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You
never
lie.
You ain't never lied about that.
When you're single, you don't think about them. The only reason why I thought about it is because I want to go see X-Men the movie. That's come out on the
23rd.
Yeah.
That's
the only reason I thought about it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they got the new one coming out?
Huh?
There's a new X-Men the movie coming out?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming out the 23rd.
Oh. Wow.
Get your money ready, Grandma.
Ooh, I don't take children to the movies.
Hey, Grandma.
I don't take them to the movies. They come to my house and get snacks and delectables.
That's it.
I have a friend that works for M&M's, Mars M&M's, and I collect M&M's memorabilia. So when they get all those free samples they want to get rid of, they give them to me.
Oh, that's
candy.
Yeah. And they have nutritional bars, two protein bars, and the Special K. So he works for a couple companies. And then the people want to throw away an M&M figurine. I said, no, bring it to me. He said, what you going to do with it? I said, I could put stuff in it for my grandbabies.
Right.
You're such a grandma.
Huh?
You're such a grandma, Lady C. You are such a grandma.
No sweet.
All right.
I've been a grandma. I was a grandma before I became a grandma. I always did anything. I had little sisters, and I used to take care of them and make them laugh and do stuff like that. So I've always been taking care of kids. Nieces and nephews, and then came my children and then my grandchildren.
Aww.
Yeah. So I always think about kitty things. I'm a crafter. So I said, oh, we could do something with this. Like we did the wig party. I got wigs after Halloween, and we just sat here, and all the girls switched up different color wigs, and we took pictures. Red wig blue.
I want to do that.
We're going to have a wig party. It is fun when you try on the different colors and see what you look like with a different color and a different style. It's just something, you know, you have memories, good memories, you know.
Right, something
to
do.
That's nice.
Just, you know, I always have, you think of, it's always something you, people say I'm bored. Don't call me and tell me you were bored, because I'm not going to talk to you. Because that means you want me to entertain you. I'm not going to do it. Go rent a movie. I was bored, so I decided to call you. No. I mean, if I said, okay, Crush, I'm calling you. I was bored, so I wanted to, you know, let's talk. How are you going to feel about that?
I'm getting you.
I go to my phone. Everybody will get through, I'll delete them.
Call back.
Why are you going to call me? I tried. You ain't answer, so I deleted your number. That was no good. You get no second chances.
I didn't do that now.
I got thousands of numbers of people I haven't talked to in like 2 or 3 years. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got to go through my phone and take out these numbers of people I don't call. Some of them I left in so I could put a DA, you know, they're dead. No answer. You know, just do not. Because some of them are just not worth you even try to, hello? And then they're like, your number ain't saved in my phone. You must not be important. You know, and they don't call to encourage you or say, hey, I just wanted to check on you. You know?
But that's what I should say next time. Maybe these people start answering my calls.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or they call you if they want you to do something for them or with them. You know, I was feeling kind of lonely.
I don't
want to
do that with me. I'm by myself. I live a lonely life. Just me and my cat. Mexican.
in your kitty cat.
You know, every time I see that cat, you always got a stupid picture up there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Behind the fan. Yeah, behind the fan. I said, you know what, Chris ain't got no sense.
He
takes real good damn pictures.
Like he meant to be photographed. Like, yeah, take my pictures.
He's like a supermodel.
I'm just catching him at the moment. Yeah, I'm actually going through it.
He hurt
his leg. I don't know how he hurt his leg. I think he got caught.
On a
fire escape, but he hurt his leg, so he got a limp going on now.
He hurt his leg?
Yeah, he hurt his leg.
Oh, no.
I'm okay.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, man. You got to take care of Max.
I'm taking care of Max.
You're asking me to do
that.
That's
for Asian birthday.
I'm going to get back on.
Jesus.
Max is my true boyfriend. I don't care if he's a cat.
Max is the fucking man of that house.
Yes. Yes, Max is. He's getting well taken care of, just like a man would. He gets fed, he getting groomed, he's getting all that. He's got a nice queen size bed next to the queen of the house.
And don't have to go out to work.
Wow, man. Wow, damn, Lady C, you had to pull it like that. It's like that, Lady C, you just gonna have to pull my car like that. All my men would be broke.
Oh, you ought to send his picture into some of them cat play places that won't take photos of cats. He could be a good, he'll do a cat commercial for you. Max will look at you like, no.
He gives me a slow blink. I'm like, Max, stop looking at me. They always try to give Max a voice. I'm like, Max is quiet today. Like,
I think I'm crazy.
Right, Max?
Good night. My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There is his no more. Yesterday's gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrosse played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in. And we are out.
We're out.
Deuces.